This is an audio account of our experience together. You already know your side of the story, but not my side. The underbelly. What was it that inspired what I did and why I did it? And for this audio account, we will call you Mickey for now. So Mickey, do you remember the first time that we met? You were the perfect victim. A lonely 35-year-old black man. I was actually taken aback the first time I saw you, just barely taller than me and super scrawny. It wasn't too difficult to talk to you into my devious plans, because I knew exactly what you were. A middle-aged, inadequate black man that had a secret desire. A secret desire for underage girls. You're a pedophile. But I knew I had to work meticulously and skillfully to get you to do what I wanted. You were admittedly into fantasizing about underage girls, but hadn't really crossed that line. At least not yet. Crossed the line and made an offense. Become a true sex offender. A child fucker. I was the accomplice you needed. So first, I had to seduce you with my own charm, gain your trust. And that was easy. I just gave you attention and pretended that I liked you. You were so desperate to please a pretty white woman. I pretended to be interested in you, but what I was really doing was gathering useful ammunition for your future demise. Just by observation, your overall demeanor, your personality, I could tell you were not like a typical black man. So I kind of knew right away that you did not have the infamous big black cock. You most definitely did not carry any type of big dick energy or gave off any alpha male vibes. So I knew this would be a perfect weak spot eventually. A black man with a tiny little dick. Another crucial weak spot was just how desperate and obsessed you were with underage girls, specifically teenagers. Every time we spoke about them, you'd get so weak and vulnerable. You were almost creepy. And I remember asking you if you'd ever offend, go down the forbidden path. But you were adamant that it was just a phase that you went through when you were really horny. A fantasy. But I knew all you really needed was a push, a nudge. I explained to you that I really got off on being in an accomplice role. I said that I liked it and said that how sexy it would be to see you with an underage girl with me in the room. You didn't really believe me at first, I don't think. So I knew I had to prove it to you. And I would. So first, I needed to show you how easy it was to find innocent young girls to manipulate real local girls. I explained and suggested different online forums, websites, chat rooms where you could hunt them down, earn their trust, bait them, and then capture them. We had found you a few girls on Snapchat to exchange a few texts with, and they were duds, dead ends. I showed you the popular child gaming website, tons of kids there, but there were just too many eyes on that game. Some adults play that game, and we had to be stealth in our hunting. We started on TikTok. I explained to you that the girls with the smaller number of likes and followers were the easiest targets. I told you how hard it is to be a young girl, how I used to be one, and how social media standing was so important. Like if your picture or video didn't get a lot of likes, a girl may ask herself, what's wrong with me? Was I too ugly? Too fat? Not sexy enough? So we found teen accounts that weren't in the top list of views and likes. And of course, your weakness. Little white girls. White children. I had you message tons of accounts. Some of them ignored you. I explained that finding one desperate enough was like finding the golden egg. We had to find vulnerable prey. I taught you how under girls that were mad at their parents were the ultimate gold mine. I gave you a personal story about how mad I got at my dad once when I was a teen, which caused me to sneak out of my bedroom one night and fuck my secret senior boyfriend that was 18. I also pointed out that finding little white girls that look like they didn't have much money was a gold mine as well. We started inspecting the background setting of their videos, seeing if their rooms looked nice. If a teenager came from a poor family, we could entice her to meet us by offering money or shopping or whatever might draw her personal interest. You were so easy to enable and control. I know you remember this, Mickey. The day we found her, your ultimate Lolita, your demise. The young white girl that would lure you to finally break the law, offend, become a real child fucker. You had a 14-year-old girl on your hook. She was from a poor home, living with just her mom, as her daddy had just moved out and left her and her mom alone. Her TikTok account was sad, really. Hardly any likes and interests, but she was beautiful, wasn't she? Dark hair, pale skin. Her curves were starting to come in, slowly transitioning from underdeveloped body to a teen developed body. I pointed out how shy she seemed, not very confident, and how this was also a weak spot for you, a spot to gain her trust and attention. So I coached you how to text with her, talk about music, movies, future tattoos she wanted. As you were exchanging messages that night, you were wild with desire and excitement, unsure, nervous, turned on. I would remind you that what you were doing was wrong and creepy, using this minor's insecurities to lure her into trusting and becoming interested in you. I reminded you that since her shit father bailed on her and her mother, she was probably desperate to fill his shoes with another older man. I whispered that she was the perfect prey for you. And as I reached down between your legs to find your incredibly inadequate and small erection, it was confirmed. You had a tiny black cock. Ridiculous, really. I mean, black men are sought after and admired, thought to be superior sexually. And then here's you, a scrawny, unattractive black man with an embarrassingly small dick and a pedophile small dick at that. But I suggested you continue chatting with the miner, further gaining her trust and admiration. I had you send me screenshots of your conversations, and I coached you through how to get her to send pictures to you. They started innocent at first, just, you know, selfies. Then I suggested to you that you encourage her to believe she's cut out to be a model and that you know someone who represents models. Me. The fake young talent manager. I get you to talk her into sending bikini shots since I supposedly represent teens and young adults. We had her so boosted up. And Mickey, you were just obsessed with her. It was becoming a dangerous obsession because, well, you're a creepy pedophile. You've jerked off forever to underage girls, and now you had one right in your vile hands because of me. I guided you to start telling her that you were falling in love and how you wanted to take care of her for the rest of her life. I told you to tell her that she was special, paint the picture of a future together, even marriage. She bit onto all of this hook, line, and sinker. She really believed you could give her a new life. And let's face it, you couldn't have done this without me. You're not capable, and you definitely didn't have the balls or the brain. So I insisted that it was time we set up a meeting. I would be there as the potential model manager, and you would be meeting her for the first time, there for support. Her new creepy-ass adult boyfriend. But we know what this meeting was for, really. I kept teasing you seductively that you were ready to take the ultimate step into forbidden territory, having sex with a child, molesting a child. We'd have to practically kidnap her from our public meeting spot because I was pretty certain she wouldn't agree to going back to your home, especially with me there. It was important we gained her trust publicly, making it all seem normal and safe. But then we would take her to your home, use whatever force necessary to have you fuck and ravage this child, because that's what this was all about. Helping fulfill your fantasy of fucking a minor. And me? You thought I was into all this, being your partner in crime, your accomplice, a fellow pedophile, a woman turned on by seeing men fuck little girls. I had ulterior motives, unknown to you at the time. So, fast forward to the moment we meet this beautiful young 14-year-old. We met at a park, and once we exchanged all that small talk, I suggested we all ride together to my talent agency office. Do you remember her? The girl, the child, the minor. She was dressed to the nines that day, eager to impress the both of us for different reasons. She was so young, so naive. I could tell you were reluctant and questioning yourself before we got in the car. I told the young teen to wait in the car and remember my little pep talk, Mickey. Here's what I said. Pull yourself together, Mickey. This is happening whether you like it or not. You're pretty much at the point of no return. You've met her. She's seen your face. She's seen mine. Aren't you desperate to peel those clothes off of her? Touch her forbidden underage body. Those perky young tits. That tight, perfect ass. Your black cock meat balls deep in that young underage white cunt. You need this, Mickey. I need this. I'm so fucking turned on, and I need you to make this happen. Got it? And so you nodded and got in the car. That's all you ever needed was that nudge, that reminder. So, dear Mickey, we both know what happened after that. I mean, we were both there. And I even recorded the whole ordeal on my video camera. I told you that I was recording the video for both of us to have as a sexy memento, something we can masturbate to. But here's the thing, dear Mickey. Me recording was the ultimate ammunition I needed. An undeniable threat. Proof of crimes. The gritty truth and proof that on that day you broke the law. You did the forbidden and unspoken acts with a minor child, an innocent child. You became a child fucker, a child rapist, a sex offender, a child molester. Did you know that you are the creepiest fucking pedophile I've ever met? I mean, truly, it's not even hidden behind your eyes. It's written all over your creepy face. So let me tell you this right now, Mickey. You are a disgusting and vile pedophile and a creep, a dirty fucking nigger pedophile. Your mugshot is going to be classic creep vibes. I mean, you already have the creepy thing going. And you're a nigger, Mickey. We all know how the justice system works for niggers like you. You can say I was involved all you want, but who are they going to believe? Me? A successful white woman? A self-proclaimed soldier against pedophiles? Or are they going to believe you? A scrawny nigger with the evidence stacked against him. Mickey, the cops will have everything. The screenshots you sent me, the pictures on your phone of a minor, and the worst, evidence that you raped and sodomized a minor and produced and created child porn. I already sent the video out on the dark web, sent to one of my other blackmailed pedos. I told him to trade this out to several pedos so the cops will find that you've distributed child porn. Oh, and you know what's funny? Think about all the cops that will have watched your disgusting fucking video and see how fucking small and tiny your dick is. I mean, I wonder how many will laugh at the fact that you have a tiny nigger wiener. And then all the pervs that have watched the video of your fucking that scared little white girl, how they were all so fucking disappointed to see your tiny baby black dick fucking that perfect underage fuckhole instead of a monster big black cock. So you're kind of fucked, Mickey. And you can't lie or deny your way out of this. And your face is so clearly recorded on that video. All those screenshots are from your account. All those text messages are on your phone log. You can't run away from this. Not only will I be turning you into the cops for being a creepy fucking criminal, a child rapist, I will send all of this information and media to the child's mother. I will post you all over the fucking internet. I will find every mom's group on Facebook, and I will post this. Attention, all mothers. Warning, this ugly black man is a danger to our community. He is a pedophile, and I have proof he's offended. Here's his picture. Can you imagine all the moms that will message you? I will also turn you over to all the predator-catching groups on the internet, having them post your information and pictures. Remember all those selfies you sent me, Mickey? Remember all the nudes you sent me when we were texting in the beginning? Yeah, I still have those. I still have all those pictures, you dirty, ugly nigger. I'll fucking post you all over every white supremacy group and website proving that niggers are dangerous and vile and should be castrated and jailed and just fucking wiped off the planet. I'll attach posters all over this town that show your face, your information, your phone number, and address. The posters also proving that you're a dangerous predator and pedophile. And I'll also walk around to each and every door around your neighborhood, telling every family to make sure to lock their doors and keep their kids in sight because they have an actual child rapist that lives right down the road. You're stuck, Mickey. You're fucked, aren't you? Just royally fucked. And I tell you what, though. You deliver $10,000 to me by the end of tomorrow, and I'll forget this ever happened. I'll ruin the evidence. I'll forget I even know who you are. I mean, the one thing we can't undo is the innocence or the virginity that you stole from that child. But you can't avoid public humiliation, murder threats, jail time, becoming someone's anal bitch in prison. If you just create that money to me by 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. So the choice is yours, you fucking nigger. Go down in history as one of the creepiest fucking pedophiles. Spend your life in jail. Have your disgusting, little, useless nigger cock be humiliated by thousands of perverts online. Or you can give me $10,000. So the choice is yours.